Hello! Welcome to Choose Wisely. This is the podcast where we deconstruct food and sustainability topics with nuance and primary sources. I'm your host, Caroline Nelson, and here we believe there are a lot of right ways to eat well, and that we can't change a food system we don't truly understand. Today we have a Patreon exclusive episode for our regenerators and sustainivores. If you are getting a preview of this on the main feed, you can listen to the first part, and then we'd love for you to join us over on Patreon. Today we have a good old-fashioned debunking episode. I haven't done one of these in a little bit. And we are asking, why do cattle take up so much land? So the claim that you might hear bandied around, we just hear like cattle take up so much land, way too much land. And then specifically like 7 times more land than pork or chicken. That's a claim I saw in a Bloomberg article. And this article is the one that we're going to kind of be referencing and it's going to be linked in the show notes. But you hear this in documentaries and articles. And the implication is, of course, that cattle are taking up like not just a really disproportionate amount of land compared to other, you know, types of food animals and then also just like food production, but they're also like ruining the environment while they're doing it, you know, so they're burping methane and overgrazing and being fed corn and soy and ruining the watersheds and then taking up all this food that we should be growing lettuce on, like holy cow or unholy cow. If we care about the planet, we need to be using that land. The cattle are taking up to grow other more sustainable types of food. Duh. Like that's the tone of how this is talked about. Like this is the most obvious thing you could ever feel. Now, before we dive in, because you know, if we're doing an episode on it, you know, it's just not that simple. I can't wait to get into it. But first, I really want to welcome our newest Patreon regenerators and sustainivores. Welcome Isabel, Florence, Abby, Holly, and Tana. Thank you so much for your support. We have a community over on Patreon, and we do these exclusive episodes around once a month. It's so fun for me, and I'm just so grateful. It allows us to keep the podcast really light on ads and to be really picky about the partnerships that we choose, which I think is so important because part of the ethos behind this podcast is like, I'm pretty critical of a lot of industries and businesses, and so it doesn't feel right to take advertising from anyone that we're not like totally, totally aligned with. And so, yeah, I really appreciate your support on Patreon so much. And also before we dig in, I'm going to give you a quick life update. So I am, as of this moment recording, ready to have a baby at any minute. I'm informally on maternity leave in that I have like email auto responses on being like, don't expect to hear back from me right away. But maternity leave, it's fun. It's evolving. It kind of means what I want it to mean. I'm self-employed, but I have been logistically stepped back quite a bit from like daily chores. Justin has taken on a lot of my daily jobs and our roles are kind of evolving. But in some ways, like I've stepped back on the physical side, but creatively, I feel like I'm doing more than ever. I've had a very quiet winter and I was hoping, you know, I hit the fall kind of burned out and I laid very low through winter and until very recently. Like I just have been taking it easier than I ever have in years and kind of building up those stores again that I felt like I had lost of energy and creativity and resilience. And I feel like going into labor and birth in a place of like, I feel ready. I feel topped up. I feel creative. I still feel motivated and passionate about projects. I'm still having a lot of fun recording and you know, getting everything ready for season 2, which is coming so soon. We're going to be on a bi-monthly schedule. So we'll do around 2 episodes a month every other week, plus a Patreon episode. So we also have, I hope, some cool announcements coming that I can share with you soon. can't quite say, but we're working behind the scenes on some stuff that we're really excited about that would be huge and that would make everybody laugh at the idea that I'm even going to take a maternity leave. I don't know. But yeah, to be honest, it has taken every single day of this whole pregnancy until about the last week to feel ready. And I know the concept of ready is like, there's no such thing as ready. But I do think a lot of people, you know, they're trying to conceive, they get pregnant, and they're excited the whole time. And they're like, I can't wait to meet my baby. And people keep asking me, are you so excited? And until about a week ago, I was kind of feeling like, I kind of like the baby inside the belly. It's quite nice when they're inside. You just pack them around. They don't cry. And because I felt so good this whole pregnancy, which I attribute to, number one, luck of the draw, luck of the baby. I think I just have kind of a low-key Pisces baby. And that has been the energy from the moment that I took the test. I knew, I was like, this is a low-key baby. I could just tell. And I also was like, this is a thriver. I sort of just have to like get out of the way of raising this human, because this is a solid, good person with a lot of resilience and a lot of ease. And it was just like the energy from the get-go. So that's part of it. And then I also credit just honestly, like meat and local food, like meat and leafy greens, our meat specifically that I have been eating. It's been just like one of those shockingly easy pregnancies that I almost feel guilty about. Like I can't fully admit how well I've been sleeping and like how largely comfortable I've been. You know, right at the end, I'm definitely feeling like some tenderness in my pelvis and just, I feel ungainly for sure. You know, like I just feel like an egg, you know, that doesn't quite sit on any one side comfortably. But oh my gosh, to be sleeping so well, to be eating so well, to have basically no complaints, I feel super grateful. And it has somewhat like radicalized me even more to whole foods. You know, it's like being pregnant and then also just being in the world right now with all these crazy rising food costs. And then also doing the research that I've been doing for this podcast has all just radicalized me into like whole foods and local foods, like, or nothing, you know. And of course I'm never a purist and I'm never an absolutist. And I definitely have a bag of Hershey Kisses like in my bathroom right now next to the bathtub should I get the craving. But largely I would say like 80-90% of our food has been you know, homemade, whole, good, solid, protein, fat, fiber kind of focused foods. And I'm just like, oh, feeling so good and ready for labor. Like I don't have fear. I also feel a bit like embarrassed or ashamed saying that, because I feel like we're supposed to be afraid in our society right now. And like, there's so much birth trauma out there and birth anxiety, and so much can happen. And I'm no dummy. Like I know what can happen in the wild and also with domestic animals like lambing and calving. I have done all that. I have seen what can happen. But at the same time, I just don't feel afraid, and I reserve the right to change my mind, you know, halfway through. But I'm kind of like, I just feel ready and I almost feel excited and I feel curious of like what's on the other side of this bridge that I'm at the precipice of. And it's like misty and I can kind of only see across a little bit. I just feel ready to cross it. So I'm trying to rest. I'm trying not to do too much, but I'm still having a lot of fun working in spurts. And my midwife keeps telling me to rest because in her experience, fatigue is like one of the biggest indicators of needing labor and intervention. So I'm very much like listening to my body, doing what feels right. And right now I feel sharp. So I thought, hey, let's record. So anyway, all right, why do cattle take up so much land? Let's get into it.